We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting at Tapud Amud. Godlu Bidfus, it's said in the Braitha that if you made like a form and you put it around the tiny esrik, and then it grew into that form, but also Kimimber Yacharis, and if it came into a different shape, it's possible. Halacha is, it's not a kosher esrik. Amar Rav, Aloysha, Kimimber Yacharis, only if you let it create a different barrier. Now it looks like you made a different shape, a square. Ava Kibriyasa, if you shaped it into a beautiful esrik with a nice gidl and everything, it's kosher. It's like Gemara Pshita, Kamin Bari Acharistan. That's what it says. It says, but also Kamin Bari Acharistan. What's the Chiddush? Lechricha, Davida, Dafi, Dafi. The Chiddush is like this, that even though you made it with the form, it had a shape of esrik, but it landed having a bunch of lines in it. It landed having a bunch of ridges through the entire esrik. So you would think that it's not kosher. So the Rav says, no, as long as it's the shape of an esrig, even though now when it grows in a form, it gets a certain shape, and it has these dafi-dafi, still it will be kosher. That's Rav's chiddush. Of course, that the Rav's chiddush is that even though it has dafi-dafi, still it's kosher. I'll show you a picture of dafi-dafi over here. Here, this is the picture they make of dafi-dafi over here. That's what it looks like. It has these lines here. So it's the shape of an esrig, but it has these lines going through it, and that's still kosher. Itma. Esrig shenekvo achbarim. You have an esrig that mice got to it and made holes in it. The mice got to it and made holes in it. Rav says, ein zehadar. It's not hadar. It means the esrig that mice pecked at it and made little holes in it, it's not hadar. That's what Rav says, it's not hadar. Break the Gemara, well, Rav Chanina, matvil ba v'nafik ba. We know Rav Chanina used to take a little bite of his esrig and then he used it. What is his wife also matvil? Rashi says that they used to eat always with dipping, dip everything. It was a dip things. They don't have tavlin or tavlin. Tavlin is with a tough. It's matvil. It's a dip everything. These are dip things. So
he's missing a whole
nesri. Right, more than that's a kasha. But let's first get it clear. Rav Chanina used to eat it and he used to eat it and be yaitz with it. I can ask different kasha. I esrig is hooksel mitzvasa. Yeah, it's hooksel mitzvasa. Zok the Ram, we'll talk about here. It means that it just like by a sukkah, once you start using for a mitzvah, it's like kaddish, it's like hektish. You can't be nana from it. Esrig also, once you makdish it to use for dalaminim, you can't. It's hektish. What? No, he made it for dalaminim. Oh, so taretz is my answer. That's Rav's taretz. He had a bunch of esrigim. Most of them were for food, and one of them used the food. He first bit it. He says, you know what? I'm going to use it for asterisk. Only after it. What? Could be shook. No, he was lifted. He shook after davening. Shook after the chakras. So the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, after they make kiddush, after chakras. So it says, Rabbi Chanina, also could be chalamoid after the thing, after make kiddush. Rabbi Chanina matl above and off, but the question is like this. The question is, he ate part of it. We're saying now, Esrig, Shinuk, Bo, Achbar, and Hador, if Rabbi Chanina did eat from it and use it. What do you want from Rabbi Chanina? Kasha Mastisim. The Mishnah says Chaser is a problem. Some of us know, the Mishnah of Chaser is not a problem. Why? Bishlam Mastisim, Rabbi Chanina, like Kasha, can be on the region, can be on the Shani. We know the only Psul Chaser is on the first day. It says, Lakachta Machem, Vayim, Harisha, and Priyates Hador. Lekachta means lekicha tama has to be complete without chaser. Chaser is only a psul on the first day of Yontif, or in Chos La'aretz maybe even the second day of Yontif. But the rest of Yontif, there's no psul chaser. So you can say Rav Chanina used to eat his esrig and then be yaitz with it, take a bite of it and then be yaitz with it. That was on chalamoy. There's no problem of chaser. El Rav, but Rav says not hadar. That's shver. Hadar you do have all 7 days. The psul of hadar is all 7 days. Chaser you don't have all 7 days, but hadar you do have. Rav said nakpu achbarim. It's not hadar, so it's shver for Rav Chanina. Zok the Gemara, Amalach Rav, Shani achbarim demiyasi. If you take a bite yourself, it's only a problem of chasers, and the rest of the chalamoid is fine. The rest of the yontav is fine because it's not a problem of hadar. But achbarim to eat from it, that's disgusting, and therefore it's not hadar. Ikedam, a different version. Oh, Rav zeh hadar. Rav holds that even by achbarim it's hadar. The Rav Chanina matlo of nafik ba, because Rav Chanina used to bite it and be yitza. Rav Chanina and fi Rav is kasha masnisim. Like kasha can be on the rishon, can be on the sheni. I had a problem with chaser. The answer is once you have the rishon, once you have the sheni, there's no problem with chaser. The rest of yontif. So coming out like this, that the chaser is only absolved the first day yontif, not the rest of yontif. And achbarim is two versions of the Gemara. If an achbar eats from it, is it ma'as or not? But you should know the Rambam actually argues on Rashi and holds that is a psul chaser. The whole week, there is a psul. No, the fakirat. There was no hadr, no psul hadr the whole week. He has to learn the Gemara a different way. Ayin sham, ayin the aruch nera that talks about it. Esrig katan. It says in the Mishnah that an esrig, the minimum size according to one man the Amah is egoi, according to our mayor, and according to Rabbi Huda, the minimum size is kebeya, like the shear of an egg. Either a walnut or a shear of an egg. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, ki machlekes kan, this machlekes egg is kebeya, kach machlekes by avonim. It's the same machlekes by avonim mekuzalos. Avonim that people in those days used to use for wiping after they went to the bathroom. In those days they didn't have tissues, and they used certain rocks, sharp rocks, to wipe themselves after going to the bathroom. And the shayla is on Shabbos, there's a problem of muksa. There's also a problem of carrying, because we used to go out into the field, so we're talking about here that was within Dalet Amos in a carmelis, which is not a problem. But shayla, what about the muksa? Avonim ha-muksa. And the halacha is that the chazal, they will makel, the isra muksa, they will makel makom kavod abriyas. Makom, the honor of a person, they relax that halacha of muksa. The tayunt and the braisa. The Shabbos, gimel avonim ha-kuzalo is mutal ha-chav ha-kisa. You're allowed to bring in three stones to use into the basic kisa. But it has to be dafka, royu l'kenuach. It has to be royu for wiping. So the kamashirim, what's the shear that's royu? Rabbeya oimi ke'egoiz, like a walnut, rabbeya oimi ke'beya. But anything bigger than that is not good for wiping, therefore it's muksa. So really the Aruch Haner asks, if we're saying same achlekes, it's really different, because by esrik, egoiz and beya are the minimum shear. By she'enkin, by avonim ke'zolos, that's the maximum shear. So the others, some say, just to give you a simon to remember who holds what, or a mayor, it's the same or a mayor. Ego is the same, it's different shita. The Aruch Haner has a different pshat because he has this problem. Then it says further in the Mishnah, what's the biggest? One man the Yama says you have to hold two in one hand, and the other man the Yama holds even one in two hands. And the Gemara before says that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's no good. You know why? Because since you have to hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in the left hand, you might have to switch it because you made a mistake. You put the esrog in the right hand. So if it's so big, you're going to drop it. That's what Gemara says before. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi wants to bring a riot to his shita. They allow him to use a big esrog. Maisa Rabbi Kiva Shabbat Lebesek Nesses for esrog al ksefo. Such a big esrog. He was carrying it on his shoulder. And the Ram brings a riot from here that the maximum is even for Rabbi Yossi, it says one or two hands. It can be even bigger than that. Even if you need to carry it on your shoulder. There's no maximum size, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because you see here, even on Sefer, it's kosher. So Rabbi Yossi said, there's a story. Rabbi Kiva walked in with a big esrog. Om Rabbi Yehuda Misham Raya, is that a Raya? Af Ham Heim Omer Loi, the Chazal told them at that time, Ein Zahadar, it's not Hadar. It's not Hadar, and therefore it's not kosher. So Rashi asks, Adi Gemara 4 said, Rabbi Yehuda Pshat wasn't because of Hadar. Rabbi Yehuda actually does not hold of Hadar by esrog. The pshat was going to drop it. So why is Yehuda saying that they said Ein Zahadar? So Rashi says, he's saying, for you, for me, I hold in a drop it, anyway, no good. But even for you, a hold, you're not worried about that chash. But Chazal said that the Heim Amaloi, that's not Hadar and it's so big. And for you, a hold of Hadar, it shouldn't be good. That was the taina of Rabbi Yehuda, that such a big esrig is not Hadar. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ein Oigdim Es Alulav El Bamina. You're now allowed to tie the Lulav only with its min, the Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be b'mino. It has to be the min lulav. You have tar lulav and min lulav. You can also use a dasim or a ravis or a min esrig, which is not possible, to tie your lulav. The Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Oimer, I fill the chup mashicha. Even though I use a string made out of piston, out of flax, out of linen. I use a linen string. Om Ramei, ma'isi b'anchi yishlayim, so you oigdim shalveim, big money shalzav. There's a story with the Anshei Shalayim that they tied their lulav with these gold strands. So you see, they used Ein Amina. Amrulai, they answered him, no, B'mina hayu, Azumata. They really used a regular lulav string tie. They just covered it with gold to make it look nice. And since that's not part of the Agad, it's only Lenoi Ba'alma, therefore it's not a problem. What? Like an Antar, yeah. So what's Amarava? Oh, Rava says, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? First of all, he says, afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikar adikla. Rabbi Yehuda holds, b'mino it can mean, not dafka, a leaf of a lulav. It can even mean other parts of the palm tree. It could be the vines that grow around the palm tree, or the bark of the palm tree. But I'm a Rav, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda holds, that has to be dafka, the same min as the lulav, same species as the lulav. Kesavar, lulav tzarech agad. He holds, lulav needs agad. The ma'isa mina achrina, if you bring different min, it becomes part of the mitzvah. And have a chamisha mina, it'd be five minim, and that's an issa about Taisif. So that's why you have to have the same min. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanon, holds rule of Ein Tzarech Agad, so there, it doesn't become part of the mitzvah, and therefore you can use a different min. V'amar Rav, v'amna mina law, how do I know the siv, the ikra, the dikla, mina du lava? How do I know that a bark and the vines are part of the lulav? How do you know it's called mina lulav? It's tainut nebraisa. V'sukas teishvu, sukas shakol dava. The Rameyah. Rameyah says, you're allowed to use schach, anything that's not makabal tumas gluli karka, you're allowed to use v'schach. The Rameyah. Rav Yudai me'ein sukka neheges, av dala minim shulav. The only thing you're allowed to use v'schach is the four minim lulav. It means hadasim, aravos, lavim, and asroigim. You're allowed to use. That's it. But the nice, it's a kavachayim. My lulav is only noyig by yom. And still, ain't noyig al abra minim. You have to use dafka these four minim. Sukkah shen hagis b'laylas kviyamim. Sukkah that's the get every single day and night of 7 days. Ain't a din shloitei al abra minim. Of course, these four minim. I can ask my shviya. You ask the esrog is with kabel tuma because it's a pre. So teretz means like the wood of the esrog. So you ask, what's the shaykh? It's kavachayim.
What's the kavachayim?
Kavachayim to shake the four minim. Has to have these when the sukkah also has shaykhs to sukkahs. What? Through the mitzvah, it's all mitzvah of sukkah, so we make kavachem has to have four minim. Let me ask something. Right, no, it's not. I hear your question, but it says, you have to shake four minim. So maybe I could use any four minim. I could use a quince and something. Well, what I do is after the four minim tarasa. What? It says it's minim, right? So we make which minim. Sukkah also has to have these minim. We make kavachem. Doesn't say what to use. Doesn't say what to use. We'll learn out. It's a limud. Learning it out. Omer Loi, they answered him, this is not a good kavachayim. Why? Kaldin shata don tchilos lahachmir v'soif halakha yedin. Anything that we're trying to be machmar on sukkah by saying you have to use these four midim, it's a land of being a kula, that's not a good kavachayim. Why? What's the kula? What kula is going to happen? Loi motza arves minim, if you don't find the four midim to cover your sukkah, what are you going to do? You're not going to sit in a sukkah. You're yoshiv a bottle. V'atayra omru, omra v'sukkah teshuvas yomim, sukkah shakal dava. Some learn this is like an extra thing that the was saying, and also the Torah says v'sukkah yisalosh rabim, any type of sukkah you should sit in. So therefore, it's any type of sukkah you should sit in. It must be any type of sukkah, any type of min. So they didn't like this kavachayim. And I bring another raya. V'chein be'ezra imer. It says by Ezra, it's the whole mice and Ezra there. He read the Torah of everyone, and so they have to keep sukkahs. So they all went out and they went to bring stuff for the sukkah. And it says suahar, go up to the mountain of v'haviu ali zayis. That's from an olive tree, Valley Eitz Shemen, which is a farsamine tree, Valley Hadas, Valley Tamarim, Valley Eitz Avos, which actually is Kosh Dalaminim, Lasis Sukkos. Pasuk says, Loshin, Lasis Sukkos Kikosim. And so you see, they used Ali Zayis Valley Eitz Shemen for a sukkah. So it's my first time like Rabbi Yehuda, used other minim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk I'm not going to spoil about, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Hani Ledfonos. The first two things, Ali Zayis Valley Eitz Shemen, that was used for the walls. Ali Hadas, Valley Tamarim, Valley Eitz Avos, which are things that are kosher for the dal minim, those are used as sachech. And v'tnan mesachim b'nesarim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav is finishing his raya. V'tnan mesachim b'nesarim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says you can use boards for schach, as long as it's not four tefachim wide. If it's three tefachim wide, you're allowed to use it. That's for sure. Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. You see, you can use boards. Now, if you have to use lulav, where do you get boards from a lulav? It must be using the bark of the tree, using the trunk of the tree. Alma siv ikra dikla mina lulav hashamina. It must be. It's not only a lulav, the thing that you shake, the lulav you shake. It means any part of a palm tree is good because you see you can make boards out of it. And Rav Yehuda has to be dafka dalamina. So it must be that you use ikra dikla. These things are part of called mina de lulava because you see you can use it. Veschach shma mina. And next time tomorrow we'll continue the sugi a little bit. Vayta naflam zayin.